Coming up on the show.
And save Middle-earth from the dark Nokia.
Yeah, I was going to go with something like Lord of the Ring piece. Which
You've gone really rude for all yours.
That would have just been purely... Oh, no, not all of them. True,
like,
true.
Cap, I mean, what the fucking does it come from?
Oh, I don't know. And
what
this,
meme
this,
has
this
that
is,
come from?
This is not going to be an episode of diving into where these shitty words come from.
Well, I wonder if there is a podcast that does that.
I am fucking angry.
I'm really annoyed now.
I'm going to annoy you even more. I'm going to annoy you even more then.
Was this the next section?
No, right, listen to this.
I am disappointed in it. I don't think it... I'm not going to have any more of it. I don't think it's very good.
No, I didn't. I mean, it's...
What a Derby Downer that was.
That was.
What a shame.
So, sorry, did you say you didn't think it was particularly good?
No, I don't think it's very good.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Variety Show with him, Rob, and me, Tom. Fuck
Yay!
You! We are back for episode 68. That means there's only one more episode to 69!
Yay!
Yeah!
The best episode.
Yeah. Let's get on with it.
I quite often ruin a film. Normally the words are put that away and someone call the police. It's then followed with the sounds of sirens and anger. Anyway, enough about my visits to the family film for £2. The boys are ruining a film with just one word. How bad can it be?
So I set a little challenge. Not one of our big challenges, although that is ongoing with the art, and we won't talk about that yet. Of ruin a film with one word. Now, you've all seen those challenges online that you've got to remove a word from a film or add a word to a film. So we took it one step further. We had to find five films each and add a word. We couldn't remove any words. It had to be just add one word and then change the synopsis to make the film similar to what it was.
Yeah.
But not quite.
So I've literally taken the synopsis from IMDb and reworded that.
Yeah, so I've done that on most of them. To give you an idea of what you could have done, so Schindler's List.
Yeah, I've done one of those.
Schindler's Christmas List.
I've done one similar to that.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Or The Usual Suspects.
Okay, yeah, right, okay. I like it. I'm not saying I don't.
Right, so you get the idea, and then, yeah, we'll run through the synopsis. Now, we've got some guests have sent some.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Simon from Socks. We've got Adam from Lightly Used, and we've got James from Super A to Z have sent some.
Right.
So we'll do this last.
Back of the queue.
Do you want to go first or shall I go first?
I'll go first with the one that you've kind of already half mentioned.
Oh, right. Okay. We'll go backwards and forwards. Yeah.
So it's Schindler's Shopping List.
Oh, nice.
In German-occupied Poland during World War II, industrialist Oskar Schindler gradually becomes concerned for his Jewish workforce after witnessing their local Sainsbury's run out of milk.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, boy, we're getting cancelled, aren't we? Okay, well, my first one, Predator, became Sexual Predator. Out in the Central American jungle, a team of commandos find themselves up against a sexually inappropriate extraterrestrial warrior. Expect wolf whistles, goosings, and other non-consensual touching.
Nice. District 9 and 3/4.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
In future Earth, in which the wizarding world is isolated in a remote ghetto, a government agent finds herself banished there.
I love the thought of Harry Potter in the ghetto.
Basically, that's what I was thinking. All of the Harry Potter... basically, Hogwarts has been put into the District 9 ghetto.
He's just walking along, like, tags all over the castle. Yeah. Little fires burning around it that aren't actually cauldrons or anything. It's just on fire. Oh, I like that. Okay, well, I went with another 90s classic here. Or was it an early 2000s? I can't remember. The Sixth Sense became The Sixth Gear Sense.
Sixth Gear is a car program.
He can sense when his car needs to go into sixth gear. Bruce Willis is Malcolm Crowe, a child psychologist who accidentally ran over a child while not looking at the road. To atone for this, he undertakes treating a young boy with a disturbing secret. The twist, however, he died when he went to go to sixth gear, forgetting his car was a piece of shit with only five gears. He slammed it into reverse, killing everyone that day.
Oh, nice. What would he say? I see gearheads.
Yeah. What's the knob that we were talking about? I see... Oh, from Wheeler Dealers.
Oh, not Ed. Well, I don't know what the other guy's name
no,
is.
No, I can't think of his name.
No, we don't care. Just, doing.
No, fair enough. Moving on.
Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ringtone.
Ooh.
A meek hobbit from the Shire and eight companions set out on a journey to destroy the powerful 5110 and save Middle-earth from the dark Nokia.
See, I was going to go with something like Lord of the Ring piece. Which
you've gone really rude for all yours.
That would have just been purely... Oh, no, not all of them. Not at all. My next... hang on. Oh, no, why has my phone stopped working?
Quickly editing, quickly editing, quickly editing.
No, my next three are not
editing.
Sexual at all. Okay. But only one of mine's been sexual. The sixth gear sense wasn't sexual, unless you talk about sitting on the gear stick. I'm going to save my Christmas one for the end, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to go for Pretty Woman, Pretty Ugly Woman.
Yeah, I can see that.
A prostitute and wealthy businessman, fool for one another. I've modernised it, basically.
Okay.
Forming an unlikely pair. Unfortunately, she's catfished him, and now he wants out. After Edward hires Vivian to stay with him for the weekend and discovers she's not who her profile picture suggests, he realises he needs to break this bridge they built between them.
Yeah, good. I like that one.
Yes.
Good Will Hunting Season.
Actually, going back to that Pretty Woman one for a moment, sorry.
Okay, go on.
Who would you cast in that? It would have to be Jack Black. So doing a basic Shallow Hal, which he regrets, apparently. Shallow Hal it, Jack Black being...
Why would you regret Shallow Hal?
Oh.
I mean, the clue's in the fucking title, what you're going to be watching. If someone goes to that film and is upset by it...
It's because of the current trends. You didn't regret it back then when he got paid, let's face it.
Yeah, I think you should have.
Sorry, anyway, what was yours?
So, Goodwill Hunting Season. A therapist releases Will Hunting, a janitor with a genius IQ, into the woods and hunts him for sport.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, naughty one.
Well, okay, well, I've got two more then. I've got, would you like to hear Falling Down or It's a Wonderful Life?
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's not a wonderful life. The devil is sent from hell to help an exceedingly happy businessman see the worst things in the world, leading to his suicide. So if you know, do you know the story of A Wonderful Life?
No.
Basically, his business has failed, he's missing money, he's going to go and kill himself. That's the premise of the film. And then an angel stops him, look at all these things, and then he comes back to, I'm so happy, it's Christmas. And then all the people that he's touched in his life, not nonce-watchy, give him money and save his business, and it's all happy. So that's why mine's completely opposite. It's like, I am so happy, the world's shit. Oh, kill me. Sorry, right.
My last one's a bit ropey.
Oh, I think some of these.
Yeah, a Clockwork Terry's Orange.
Ooh.
Alex Delage and his droogs barbarise a decaying near-future chocolate factory full of children.
That. I like
basically
it.
Basically Willy Wonka, but with the chocolate orange lads in there instead.
Oompa loompa,
Clockwork Orange, like chocolate orange.
You've put a stick straight through. Okay, my final one was Falling Down, which is an amazing film. Have you ever seen Falling Down?
No.
Oh, it's so good. Basically, to give you the actual premise of the film, he's having a bad day. He's getting divorced. He's sick of a kind of life. He's unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
And his day just goes from getting worse, worse. And it's basically him trying to get to his daughter's birthday party, which he shouldn't really be going to anyway. And throughout all the way, everything just keeps getting on him. So it's like the traffic's there. So he just gets out of his car. He stops at what a fake McDonald's. Like, I want a breakfast. And it's like, it's 1 minute past breakfast, so they won't serve it to him. But throughout all of these things, he finds a rocket launcher at one point and blows up the traffic jam. He gets a gun and starts throwing it around in the McDonald's saying, I just want breakfast. You can make it for me. And it's just brilliant because he's just having this really shit day and it's just getting worse and worse. Anyway, Falling Down became Falling Downstairs. A middle-aged man dealing with both unemployment and divorce, William Foster is having a bad day. If only he could get down a set of stairs without falling. William's frustration and bitterness, plus his sore ass from falling over, becomes more evident, resulting in violent encounters for various people.
I like it.
Okay, so they were ours. I love them. It was just a bit of fun. Stupid fun, which is what we want sometimes. And then we asked our friends, or I asked our friends, what would they do? So Simon over, who takes the socks off. Hey, buddy. So the film is Elbow Grease. Any idea what it might be?
Grease.
The story of two high school kids, Danny and Sandy, who during summer break fall head over heels for each other whilst covering extra shifts at McDonald's, featuring classic songs such as Alone at the Drive-Thru and You're the Bun That I Want.
I like it. He's even done some songs.
Yeah, he went that extra mile.
Yeah, I like that.
And then we've got Adam over at Lightly Used has sent three.
Okay.
We have Up Yours in order to fulfill... let me try that one again. In order to fulfill a promise he made to his late wife, Cole Fredrickson set out on a journey to tell every rude person the couple ever met exactly what they thought of them.
Now that's a great
but
idea.
But were they just too polite to say and didn't want to make a scene at the time. Fucking brilliant.
That's great. That's like what one of those Sora videos you'd see at the moment.
Yes, that's true. Primer Coat. Two co-owners of a car paint and body repair shop working on a tech side project accidentally discover time travel and try to get rich playing stocks and setting up a second shop.
What was that one called?
Primer Coat. So the original film's Primer.
Okay.
Not Coat. And then we have Mars Bar Attacks. An even more brazen advert than Mac and Me. Branded chocolate bars invade Earth from giant selection tub looking UFO with implausible confection based weapons. Once humans find the invaders of chocolate, the threat is very short-lived.
Oh, I like that one.
No, I like that. I like all of these so far, to be fair. And then we had from James on Super A to Z.
Sitting out in the cold, watching us in the winner's lounge.
These sort of things always stump me because I overthink it, so I'm going with the first thing that came to my head. Jurassic Play Park. A new state-of-the-art children's play park opens at the height of dino madness. Kids can play in the herbivore soft play area, the lazy river water ride, and enjoy the thrills of the go-kart chase game with a real animatronic dinosaur chasing them down. Things take a turn when the rides start breaking down one by one. Can the park staff and parents cope with screaming, crying children? Will the rides get fixed in time, or will the park have to hand out admit ones for a return visit and the children have to be cheered up with the promise of a McFlurry on the way home?
Very good.
Brilliant, James. Absolutely brilliant. Right. Let's do something else.
Yes, mate, innit. I'm at one with my inner chav. Can the boys translate Generation Z, though?
Do you remember when we grew up, our parents would... Yeah, do you remember growing up and your parents saying, do not speak like that, we have T's in our words and so on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah, don't, it's not water, it's water. There's a T.
I say that to my boy.
Yeah, I say it to Kay all the time. Anyway, she talks like a chav sometimes. So...
Did I say on this show what I did to her when we saw her at the pub the other day?
No.
I tried to embarrass her, didn't I?
You did.
And she just joined in. I was like, well, that was. I went up to her. As soon as I saw her, before saying hello to her, I went, Kay, 6'7", 6'7". I did a high, and she just did it back to me. I was like, well, that didn't go how I wanted to go.
Yeah, and then she drank him under the table, ladies and gents.
I wanted her to just like, because I have in the past managed to just get her, just put her head and her hands in shame.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I was gutted I couldn't get her to do it.
To do that once a day in her life. It's what parents do. So obviously I've got an 11-year-old then, and she talks like a chav sometimes, and I hate it. I absolutely hate it, and I have forebode it being done in front of me. And then you've obviously got a niece of similar age, who no doubt also does the silly chav talk.
I can't say I've noticed.
Oh. Well, yeah, to be fair, you probably don't notice. They're probably on their best behaviour when they come in and visit.
Don't cut that.
Not going to. Anyway, so what we've got here is a little competition. I've got the answers on the table. I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
We have a contest I'm calling Millennials versus Gen Z. So Kay has given us 10 words. Mm-hmm. And just like a spelling bee, she's going to read the word out and then use that word in a sentence.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
And we have to guess what that word means.
Oh, okay, this is going to be rough.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I'm down with the kids, man. I'm going to know the answers. I think I've...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, mate.
I've been on Reddit.
Oh, that's not a good thing to admit. That's nearly as bad as 4chan. Right, okay. Are you ready for the first?
I am, yeah.
Let's have some volume on it. I'm not going to fuck that one up this time. And here we go.
Ate that. Oh my gosh, you actually ate that outfit up. You ate that and left no crumbs, scrumdiddlyums.
Did she blemish that scrumdiddlyums? They don't go around saying scrumdiddlyums.
Oh, apparently they do. These are sentences she has designed for us.
I'm going to say...
Would you like it played again?
I just want to say, Kay is actually a very well-spoken and polite young lady. She sounded like a chav then.
Oh, I know. And I hate it. Honestly, it really gets my back up. Well, do you need to hear that again?
I'll just like to hear it again anyway.
Ate that. Oh my gosh, you actually ate that outfit up. You ate that and left no crumbs, scrumdiddlyums.
Okay, right. Well, pretty confident it's you look good in that. Whatever you're wearing. It's not you've got your skirt up your ass crack.
Okay, you get out of my brain here, okay? Because there were two options for my mind. It's A, you look good, or B, your crack has eaten your dress.
Can I tell you something really, really naughty that we do when we're in London?
Can you?
So whenever there's a few of the guys that I have in the van occasionally, lads. There's no way I could say that without sounding
dirty. Version
of
Bang Bus.
And, you know, obviously you'd be driving, you'd see people, you know, specifically women walking around, and you'll go, whoa, all van men are van men. I'm just going to say that here now, that we all are. I have a term called a saddle muncher, which is when it's a particularly attractive young lady cycling on a bike with a rather lovely bum. That's what I was thinking
He'd
when she said about
the
that.
Seat.
Yeah.
Okay, next. So we're agreed then. That one is, you look fucking great.
Yeah, yeah, you look good.
Okay, number two then.
Are we not going to find out?
Cap! Bro, that's so cap.
We'll find out at the end because I can't open that because we're going to see what the answers are. Okay.
Well, that was not enough information.
I don't know. That's listen so to how cap. She's saying it, the tone and inclination. That must be a clue.
Bro, that's so cap.
So I'm going to go for I can't say sus because that's one of their words. Dodgy. That's so dodgy.
So cap. But I mean, where's it coming from? Like, when we were using a lot of our slang, a lot of it come from like text speech, you know, where you didn't have the characters, so you had to shorten everything down. That's where that kind of moved to our words.
True,
like,
true.
Cap. I mean, what the fucking does it come from?
Oh, I don't know. And
what
this,
meme
this,
has
this
that come from?
This is not going to be an episode of diving into where these shitty words come from.
Oh, I wonder if there is a podcast that does that.
Possibly. Well, yeah, there is. Helen Zaltzman of Answer Me This and various other shows does an entire podcast based on the origin of words.
Oh, okay. Where's she? Call her up.
Right.
I haven't got a fucking clue what that means.
Okay.
No,
well,
I'll go with you.
It's fine. We'll work as a team on this
I'll
one, shall
we? I'll go
with
what you said.
Okay. Next one, then.
Crash out.
Oh,
I'm
I know what that means.
Actually going to crash out if they give us more homework when it's literally the summer.
Yeah, Craig, when you're crashing out on something, I actually know this, is when, like... You're kind of losing your mind over it.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, oh my God, it's so fucking annoying. Blood. That's crashing out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know
you're kind
that
of
is.
Burnt out, sick of it, don't want this shit. Sort
yeah,
of stuff.
And you're getting a bit over it, but yeah.
Yeah, well, we're not going to play that one again. I know, again, I've seen what this file is called. I know what this one is. This is so. This, and I'm telling you now, this is not a Gen Z word.
Delulu. You are so flipping Delulu.
Delusional?
Yeah, delusional. It's that has not been a Gen Z thing. That was before Gen Z.
I never would have said Delulu.
No,
mean,
we wouldn't
like
as a millennial because we're normal. let's be blunt about
this. We would have said delusional.
This.
We would have just said delusional.
No, you're
nuts,
a fucking twat.
Yeah, you're nuts.
Nuts, Fruit Loop, all sorts, but not Delulu. But that's a really obvious one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, next one then.
Drip. Oh my gosh, this outfit is so drip. It's just giving drip.
So now I'm worried because
that's not what I, would have
that's what I thought eight that was.
If you'd said drip, I would have thought that was like saying like you're a melt.
Well, yeah, like the Beano used to call water a drip.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But if you, what?
Exactly, but listen again.
Drip. Oh my gosh, this outfit is so drip. It's just giving drip.
I think it means like bling.
Yeah, okay. I think I'll go with you on that. But the problem is to say, I thought that's what eight that would mean. You ate up that dress, and are they the fucking same thing?
I think you ate up their dress was like, you look great in that dress. You are rocking that dress. Whereas drip is more like the dress itself is really nice. So the object is nice.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, eight, that is, you look really good.
How fucking ridiculous this is making us sound. How old we're making
us. Oh, I know, this is making us really old, mate. This is as bad as us looking at that episode one of this show where we say, I'm telling you, and 30 years ago was this film. Oh, we're old.
It's giving. Oh my gosh, that is giving cute. See, that's giving cottage vibes. That's giving us.
Hang on, it's giving cottaging. What? Hang on a moment. We did not agree to this at secondary school.
No. Change that word.
It's giving.
So do that one again because we both talked over the cottage section.
It's giving. Oh my gosh, that is giving cute. See, that's giving cottage vibes. That's giving aesthetic.
So it's.
No, they're using the words wrong.
It's giving off this.
It's giving off aesthetic. What aesthetic? Need to then continue the word.
It's giving off methane. It's giving off pain.
It's like saying it's giving off colour.
Yeah.
What colour? What colour is it giving off? Look.
It's giving off cottages. What? You look like a fucking little thatched bungalow, do you, in the middle of the countryside?
Okay, it's giving off a vibe. So that's giving cool days. Yeah, but what's the vibe? No, that's it. It's just giving a vibe. They're not being specific.
Yeah,
she's just saying you're really vibing.
It's being used to describe something.
Yeah, you're vibing.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I feel the vibe.
Fucking stupid. I do love UK, but fuck me, this is stupid. Okay, four more to go. Kill me.
Locked in. Oh my gosh, yeah. In my game of 99 nights, I'm actually locked in. I can't even talk to you right now. I'm so locked in.
So you're just concentrating on something. You're glued to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're like focused. You're ADHDing it.
You're suffering from locked in syndrome. No, you're ADHD, waiting for... shit, who was that? Robin Williams to come and cure you. Great film, by the way, I'm talking about, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, locked in. We know this. This is an old...
That's been around for years. That is not Gen Z again.
Oh my god, you don't know how peak this is. It's so peak.
Okay, unless they've started to reverse meanings, this has been around a lot longer than fucking Gen Z as well.
I don't know this one.
Peak, as in top of the mountain. It's the best. It's the top. It's the most amazing. Surely.
It sounds gross when they're saying it. Sorry, okay. I don't like how it sounds.
The next one's going to upset you more.
Riz. Riz.
Okay, I think Riz is like coolness.
I'm going to say Riz is coolness. Yeah, you've got
no
coolness.
I've heard that one before, but I hate it.
It's such a
shit. Does she say that to you?
Sigma.
Oh, no.
You are not Sigma right now.
Okay, I have heard this. I've looked it up. I've looked it up before, I think, and I still don't understand what it means.
Isn't Sigma cool? So if you listen...
No, Riz is cool.
If Riz is cool, but then listen how she's saying this.
Sigma. You are not Sigma right now.
You're not okay right now, or you're not my friend? I don't know.
I have no idea what that fucking means.
Oh, fuck me. Right, let's just... That was painful.
That was really painful hearing those words.
And this is when we find out Jem didn't actually print anything off. We've just suffered through that and we'll never know the answer.
As it's meant to be, I think.
Oh. Okay. Oh, no, it's not in order.
Oh, no, why not?
It's not in file order because Jem doesn't understand
the
most important thing of putting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and then 10 at the front of your files. So it's been done alphabetically. So the first
stop a second. Of course it's been done alphabetically if Jem did it. And this is the same and this is the same fucking issue we had where that back when she organized the ABCs of all those fucking foods and you got really confused about which food was in which fucking bag. Because she OCD'd. Now she's OCD'd this too.
Right. Okay. But she hasn't, because the answers aren't in. She's just named the files, the word, and then this isn't in alpha. This isn't an alphabetical, unless it goes CSRPDCDILA.
Is she spelling something clitoris? Out to you? Is she in trouble?
No, okay,
it's fine. Is it code for me? Do I need to save her?
What are you saying?
He's got me locked in the cupboard.
Clunk. right, okay. First word was ate that. You successfully did something or performed exceptionally well. How can you tie that to a dress? You really ate that dress. You really successfully did that dress. You performed exceptionally.
No, we were right. She's wearing the dress well. That's what we said, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. No, I'll accept that.
I think
then.
We got that right.
Cap. Right. Okay. So let's. We don't need to hear ate that again. I'm going to say we got that right.
Yeah.
Bro, that's so cap.
Means to lie, while no cap means to tell the truth.
So what really upsets
me even more is you can't even grammatically say it correctly when they've got the actual translation.
So listen.
So hang on.
Cap. Bro, that's so cap.
Bro, that's so lie. No.
That's such a lie. So I'd be like, that Coke's red, no cap. That, because the Coke's red, no cap.
Yeah.
No cap. I don't even like saying that.
Well done. Okay. Welcome to lesson one of talking like a Gen Z. Easier than learning Spanish, but not as good as Esperanto. Okay. To crash out. To have a strong emotional outburst or to be prone to it. Yeah, we knew that one. That's fine.
So where did Jem get the actual...
She did some... Kay told her the answers and then Jem double-checked them online.
Okay, right.
So Delulu, short for delusional, used to describe someone with unrealistic or overly optimistic ideas.
Right.
We got that. Not a problem. Drip refers to having great style or being stylish. Again, we were right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know we said about it being...
We were saying the item
the dress
was nice,
but...
Yeah.
I'm going to accept that.
We could. It's like barely knowing German and you're in Germany.
Exactly.
It's like that, you know.
We could watch
Schindler's List and have a little bit of understanding.
That's right. What
we were like with that.
But not quite on All Quiet on Eastern Front. Western Front. Shit. It's giving.
That's the Soviets version. All Quiet on Eastern Front.
it's all very loud on the northern front.
It's Stalin's version.
Okay, right. It's giving was next. Used to describe something as reminiscent or embodying a particular thing or vibe.
So, yeah. Say that one again.
It's giving. Used to describe something as reminiscent of or embodying a particular thing or vibe.
Can we play what Kay said for that again?
Yeah, we can.
It's giving. Oh my gosh, that is giving cutesy, that's giving cottage vibes, that's giving aesthetic.
Yeah, no, we said this. No, we got
that
right.
Yeah, okay.
It's just been teachered.
It's been chipmunked. Locked in, to be fair, to be fully focused and committed to something.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, absolutely. Peak, where's peak? Extremely good or extremely bad, depending on what the context is. You cannot have peak as peak excitement, peak disappointment. Okay, no, fair enough. You could probably use it in that term, but it's just a
normal
word.
But you need the extra
word.
You need the extra bit at the end.
But it's a normal word. It's not a chav word. Stop adopting actual words in the dictionary that mean things.
No, but you would always have said, I'm at my peak happiness.
I'm peak
they're
excitement
not saying,
about Battlefield 6. Yeah.
They're not saying the last bit. They're saying, oh,
yeah,
peak.
They're just stopping at the word peak.
But then how are you supposed to know if they're peak good or peak bad? That's the problem with it. They're just like, they're not finishing their sentences. Where's the tea in water?
And where's the full stop? And I bet you if they wrote an entire fucking paragraph, you'd have to say, where's the beginning? Where's the middle? Where's the end? It's like a fucking story.
I'm not so sure they could write a paragraph.
Well, most can't. Riz, shortened version of charisma. So we kind of said that.
Oh, so
didn't
at least
we
now know where it comes from.
Yeah, I guess so. And then the final one was Sigma. A popular, successful, yet independent and self-reliant individual similar to a lone wolf. We definitely didn't get that.
No.
And if anyone ever uses that term around me, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face.
Wait a moment, they forgot something.
Sorry, we're going to have to act out this little bit here because it's just fucking right. So Rob is playing the role of the 30-something Gen Zer who has only just got round to applying for their first job. I'm going to be the person looking at their CV. Right, Robert, I'm looking at your CV here. I can see that you've quoted yourself as Sigma.
Peak Sigma, man, innit? Bro, peak Sigma. Let me tell you, I'm at the riz of the Madrid, man.
Yeah, security, can you remove this asshole from my... just kill him. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't
cap.
Care. No. Out the window. Just do it.
If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, then go elsewhere. Tom's angry. Watch out.
I am fucking angry.
I'm
Robert.
Really annoyed now.
I'm going to annoy you even more. I'm going to annoy you even more. Then
was this an exception?
Yeah, right. Listen to this.
If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club.
Yeah, I know this.
If you like a lot of chocolate
on your biscuit, join our club.
That is the 90s advert for Club.
The quack did kind of put us both off a little bit there, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the advert will now forever be this. If you like a lot of chocolate-style substance on your biscuit, then don't join our club, because they are now no longer considered chocolate. Because of the increased price of cocoa in the world, apparently £11.50 per fucking kilo, don't know what that actually means. Mm. I'll hold my hands up to that one, ladies and gents. Club has now fallen below the percentage of cocoa in their chocolate to make them chocolate.
No. The problem is with that song as well nowadays is that it's not inclusive because you're only allowed in the
it
club.
Had a duck in it.
No. You're only allowed in the club if you like chocolate. So
ooh,
if you
shit,
like a
yeah.
lot of chocolate on our biscuit, join our club. But also you're allowed to join it if you don't like chocolate because we actually don't yeah. mind. You can also join in with the fun. It's really just about meeting friends and making connections with people. Join our club.
Now I'm even angrier. But isn't it so shit that we live in this world now that a classic biscuit from the era we grew up, you know, those delicious, after eating the club in the last episode and going, this is fucking amazing. How delicious is this? It's no longer considered chocolate.
Look, the next thing you'll be telling me I can't eat a fag in a sandwich and I can't have hobnobs.
No, they're still fine.
Okay, good.
What you can't eat and call chocolate, though, is also these.
Fluffy mallow and biscuit to be found under that chocolatey stuff.
Wagon wheels.
And they're kind of squidgy, really squatchy. You'll be sorry if you don't get enough. You have to eat one piece at a time. But this will be nobody of mine. If there's a bigger bite, it can't be found. Wagon wheels, kind of big and kind of nice.
Do you think there's still a job for people who make... Like
oh god, no.
Songs. Do you think
no.
that's gone now?
Absolutely. Same as the people that made heavily influenced by saxophone intro music to shows for the morning TV.
Yeah.
Just to be very precise about that, that job is also gone. But no, wagon wheels are now also not considered chocolate.
Okay.
And watching that advert, by the way, made me angrier even on the whole side, because nobody wanted a wagon wheel with jam in it. They can fuck off. No one wants those. They want the chocolate one. And then what they had in the advert was a toffee wagon wheel. What the fuck happened to those?
Can I just say, though, that might be good for them because now they're not going to get taxed in the same way that chocolate would.
Yeah, but they're going to taste shit.
Well, have they changed their recipe? They've actually lowered the cocoa.
Yes,
or is it the cocoa's always been low? But
no,
now
the
been
cocoa
rebranded.
Has been lowered to such a stance they are no longer allowed to call it chocolate.
Oh, right. So it's not like they've just changed the...
So the people that make Club have said, oh, in all our tests with our audiences that we tested it with, our new product, chocolate-style creation, tasted just as good as the original chocolate on a Club. bollocks.
Well, it won't be. It will be a percentage less chocolatey. But it's then they're not doing it for any other reason other than their own fucking pockets.
Well, yeah, they're claiming basically because the cocoa has gone so much money to kind of buy it from all the places that they are having to reduce the amount of cocoa in these things. Now, if Mars Bar ever do this, I think I will end up basically contributing to knife crime in the UK. Very possible. And then, of course, even more of a stab to the heart is this one.
Ooh, hiya, Pauline. How are the kids?
Well, peckish. They're always peckish.
That's because you're still using these fish heads and those slippery little sand eels. Look, love, why don't you try something different?
Different?
Like this crunchy biscuit that's all chocolatey through and through.
Thanks. You know what's cake now?
You see, when you're peckish, pick up a person.
Obviously, we're talking about pick up a penguin.
It was. I didn't like how that was in stereo in my ears. Then. It made me feel uncomfortable.
But yeah, basically, penguins are no longer chocolatey either.
Oh.
And neither are Kit Kat white chunkies. They're no longer considered chocolate because the amount of cocoa in the white chocolate is now negligible.
But, you know, they're not going to be lowering their fucking prices, are they? They're probably going to put their prices up.
How about white chocolate digesters by McVitie's? They're not chocolate anymore. They're now just called white digestives. And if you look at the label, they genuinely have changed. They're now just called white digestives.
It's the same thing with fucking... I'm going to go on a rant now. You've started me.
Oh.
All these fucking things are all putting their money up. They're giving you less, putting their money up. And they all fucking wonder why, when we stop buying them, they go out of business. Oh, why do you fucking think? Like, this gets me this slightly different tangent. You have to just fade me out. That's right. Disney, okay? I have an issue with Disney going on around like and just doing all their fucking shit films they've been doing recently and then going, oh, well, you wanted us to make original content and the, you know, like Elio, and none of you fucking watched it. You say you like original content. They came out and said this on Twitter.
I know.
You like original content, you don't watch it. All the while, K-pop Demon Hunters comes out on Netflix, an original thing, blows the fucking world up and is still like amazing. It's like, no, we don't mind. Well, like, we like original content when it's fucking good. Make good shit.
Yeah. Took T to go and see The Bad Guys 2.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen the first one. Really should have watched it first. Fuck me, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you now, as a parent, if you've ever taken a four-year-old to the cinema and they have stayed sat in their seat, didn't get up to go for a piss once, didn't piss themselves, and just watched the entire film in peace, that makes it a good fucking film.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my dear God, that was amazing. And I was glued to it. I loved it. Bloody brilliant film. Great premise. Not really done before. Loved the animation. It was new. It was brilliant.
Mm.
And then, yeah, Disney come along. It's like, well, we're going to do another... Oh, we'll do another princess film, shall we? Which one should we bodge up today?
I heard they're fucking bodging up Tangled with a live action.
Oh, that's been going... The rumour for that has been going around for ages. There's another one. King. Sleeping Beauty is another one they're planning on doing again.
Shit.
I don't care. I want something new. And I'm so sick. And this is why I'm... I mean, I know we're not going to be talking... We're going to be talking about Where's the Chocolate. But the point is, with film, there are so many writers out there with amazing fucking ideas. And what Hollywood are giving us at the moment is just recreations of films from the 80s and the 90s.
Just agendas. Agendas.
Why are we rehashing? And it's not even that, though. It's not even just that. We didn't need photorealistic fucking Lion King.
I always thought they were doing all of those for copyright.
It's to do with copyright and shit, but we don't need it. No one gives a shit.
Mm.
Look at Winnie the fucking Pooh and the blood murdering film they did.
Yeah.
It crashed and it burned because it was shit.
Yeah.
No one has been put off from going and watching the real Winnie the Pooh stuff.
Mm.
Give it up, Disney, and just let people have fun with it and do what they fucking want. Don't pander to it. Just give us original fucking content.
I think Kung Fu Panda is DreamWorks.
You're a dick. And you've made us come away from the fact that we're talking about chocolate, you dickhead. Which is why I'm really angry, because I like fucking chocolate.
What are you fucking chocolate for?
It's good lube.
Oh, yummy. More things to taste. One day the boys might actually feed me something. Instead, I sit here in this booth, eating whatever the chipmunk leaves behind. I tell myself, they're raisins. They are raisins. Oh, God.
Stop talking about seepage.
Is that recording?
We're at the taste test time, ladies and gents.
Just in time for the seepage.
Well, I hope not with what we're tasting. We have five things to taste today. We have gingerbread digestives, which I've now looked at the packet, and I think it's James that said this. They are missing. It's either Simon or it was James, and I'm sure one of them will point out when they listen to the episode. They do listen to the episode. One of them pointed out they would be missing a trick if it was not called festive digestive.
Yes, one of them.
Which is
that.
A bloody brilliant one, idea. Yeah. Instead, what we've got is digestives, milk chocolate, fucking chocolate. It is chocolate.
Well, it says it for now.
Gingerbread flavour, festive edition. They missed, unless the copy for like the ad stuff is festive digestive, they've missed such a big thing there. But anyway, we have gingerbread digestives. We have Maltese and Mini Reindeers gingerbread flavour. We have Golden Wonder, which I genuinely didn't know still existed. Chippies, gravy flavour.
Mm-hmm.
And we chatted about this earlier. The pack looks badly photoshopped or like it's been done by AI.
It doesn't look right, does it?
And then we...
By the way, it was Adam that said it.
Oh, it was Adam. So I haven't even got the fucking right person. Sorry, everyone. Then we also have Vanilla Latte Oreos.
I don't like lattes, so I'm interested.
Yeah, well, we might make that one the first one and get it over and done with.
You know how we were going to do that thing about TikTok stuff? Sorry to interrupt very quickly. They've got a milk frother on there.
Do they?
Yeah, for like £13. I'm thinking I should get one and we can mix some of these up in the milk frother.
Uh-huh. Is it just one of those ones that little stick that points down and a whisk thing on
no,
it?
No, it's like a jug, it looks like, with something that spins and it warms it up too.
Oh, okay, yeah, we should test that.
Yeah, maybe I'll get one for us.
Yeah, fine. And then the final thing, and this is going to be the final thing we taste.
Mm-hmm.
For this episode, that is. I know lots of people are going, oh, we thought we were never going to have to listen to this terrible stuff again. Tough. We have, and I bought two of these because there is absolutely no way these are going to be bad, and there is no way I would be sharing it with you. It is the Kit Kat Chunky Rolo Edition.
I'm excited.
Actually, I've got a feeling. I don't know if this can actually be called chocolate. Actually,
what's its percentage of cocoa?
I don't know, but it does say cocoa butter and unsweetened chocolate, and then they have asterisks next to the 5% or less is a little. I don't know, but anyway, we've got all of those to taste. What would you like? Do you want to do the latte Oreos first?
Yeah, let's start with the one I'm least confident with.
Yeah, I'd say I'm probably least confident on this one as well.
I mean, I know what a latte tastes like, but I don't like them, so...
No, fair enough.
But I do like Oreos.
Hopefully, these will taste decent, and hopefully, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you've been enjoying the fact that I've been pressing the pause button, so you haven't had to listen to us masticating these delicious things that we taste, or have giant gaps of no sound. So, we're going to stick these in our gob now, and we'll be back
in
a moment.
Smell it.
And we're back in the room.
Nope. Nope.
The only problem I find with the Oreos, they are so dry.
Yeah.
Even with that lovely creamy centre that you normally have on them, the biscuit itself is dry, so you've got to have a drink with it. Now, I actually didn't mind that.
Or didn't like it at all.
It tasted... What's the best way to say this? It tasted a little bit like a coffee cake. It was the sort of level of coffee you get in a coffee cake. It wasn't amazingly strong... But it was definitely there. For me, I really didn't mind it. I'm not going to give it a hugely high score because I would prefer the original and double stacking them. So I'm going to go for maybe a low 4. It was okay, but I'd prefer the original.
A 4?
Yeah.
What's a double stacking?
When you twist them apart and then you get the two bits that have got the white stuff on and stick the white bits together. So you've got a double middle
bit. What
do
you do with the other two bits? You see them separately.
Just leave them in the box and hope someone else eats them, thinking they're broken Oreos.
Oh, great. So I open mine up, try the bit in the middle, firstly on its own. Didn't like that at all. It has a very specific coffee taste to it.
Sorry,
that
was that
I don't like
Pacific
about
or specific?
Specific. I kind of made a funny sound at the same time. Where, like, coffee gives you coffee breath. You can feel it in yourself. Mm. That has the same thing. So if you are somebody that likes coffee, and you like Oreos, you will absolutely like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you like Oreos and you like coffee, that is definitely something you're going
to
like.
So props to them. And I have to go with what I normally do. They have done what they say on the tin, so I can't give it a really low number. Mm-hmm. But I did not even remotely like that. I would never have another one of them again. Did not like it. I thought it was gross. But I've got to give them props. I'll give them a 3 because they are doing what they're going out to do, but I just didn't like it. So it's a 3 point. Just give me a normal Oreo.
3 point does what it says on the box, but I don't like it.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, fair enough. What do you want to go with next?
I want to try those crisps.
You want to go with the chippies?
Yeah, the gravy crisps.
So what we have here then, we've got a bag of Golden Wonder, established 1947. I really can't talk today.
I love Golden Wonder crisps.
More punch per crunch, apparently. Ooh. They are called chippies, so they're just little chipsticks. They're not the Sainsbury's version of chipsticks or the classic chipsticks that used to get salt and vinegar, which were the cornstarch? No. What were they called? Maize, corn maize kind of snacks. You know, those kind of airy, bubbly ones, a bit like a Monster Munch, but straight.
Yeah.
These are just, looks like deep fried potato strips, basically. Thin French fries, almost. Just crispy. Delicious potato sticks with your favourite chip shop flavour, using only the blah, 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 wonderfully golden. Let's give these a try. Right, he's finished masticating, or just about, and I have as well. They definitely smell of gravy when you stick your nose in the pack.
Yep.
And they definitely taste of gravy.
A taste of gravy.
They taste like really crispy chips covered in gravy. They are absolutely delicious.
Sorry, it just got stuck in my throat then. Yeah, they're lovely. I like those. I'm definitely a chips and gravy man.
Oh, 100%. Chips and gravy, 100%. Whether it's chicken or beef gravy, all over the chips. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, these are good.
They are really, really good.
They are...
I'm not sure they're a 6, though.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same. Like, as much as I really like them, they're not getting the 6.
Well, I put a handful in my mouth, so that should be enough to give you a nice burst of flavour and enough crunch to make you go, oh yeah, no, I'm happy with that, and that was a good mouthful. I felt a little bit underwhelmed. The flavour was there, delicious, the crisps were there, but then they were gone. There wasn't any sort of long lasting to it, which is what I want from a really, really good sick snack.
I kind of wish it had a bit more salt to it. I mean, it needs a bit more salt.
Yes.
Maybe
that's
what it's missing.
Yeah, they've done it with the old OXO reduced salt. I've got one stuck in my throat now. Shit, they're deadly. Gonna reduce the skirt. They're killing us.
Yeah, I give it a 5 point gravy, baby.
A 5 point good gravy. I'm well.
That's cute.
I'm very happy with those.
That's good.
They are
good
getting
crisps.
They're getting eaten later.
Good crisps.
Okay, we're saving the Kit Kat Chunkies for the end. Do you want a mini reindeer, or would you like a gingerbread flavour digestive?
I'll have a festive digestive, please.
Festive digestive all the way. So the packet is very festive, and we are going to do a proper festive sweet. I really can't speak. I'm so sorry,
everyone.
That
was a great throw.
It was good, wasn't it? We're going to do a proper festive treat episode, because I went through Aldi, Lidl, Tesco, Iceland the other day. Oh, there's so much we haven't ever tasted in previous episodes. So we will do a big, big Christmas, what is the best snack to have on Christmas Day sort of thing. Probably not going to do the long sausage again, because that was fucking disgusting, if I remember rightly. Anyway, let's get to... So these are gingerbread flavoured McVitie's chocolate digestive. So they're milk chocolate. They look milk chocolatey. They haven't shrunk. They're the right size, I think.
They look like a normal digestive with chocolate on it.
They look like they've got the same amount of chocolate that they used to have on top.
Yep.
Maybe a little less, I don't know. But they're allegedly gingerbread flavour, so let's find out.
I think it's... I've said this before about other things. Somebody is having a gingerbread man in the other room.
Okay, well, what I came up with in my head was these were designed during COVID. And Mr. Digestive and Mr. Gingerbread Man had a 2 meter exclusion part between them, and they weren't allowed to go near each other. Like, only getting a slight essence of gingerbread, but that's it, and that's disappointing.
It's a very mild aftertaste. Very mild aftertaste.
And I can't tell if it's baked into the biscuit, or have they put the flavouring in the chocolate?
Can't tell.
I mean, part of me would have really liked just a packet of round gingerbread biscuits with chocolate on top. Just get rid of the digestion, just gingerbread chocolate biscuits. But then it wouldn't have been a digestive, I know. But
it's
not right. There's something not right about it. And it's perfectly edible.
It tasted more like just a normal digestive.
Yeah, it was just like, I see, you're right. You've just eaten a lovely Simmons gingerbread man. You've had a drink of your coffee or your tea, and you think, oh, I still need something else. I'm going to eat this chocolate digestive. And you've got that under the previous flavour of the gingerbread, still there just about, and that's it.
Yeah. I'm going to give it low, I'm afraid. It's a 2-point try harder.
Yeah, it's a 2-point where's the gingerbread. That is not, that is not good. I'll eat them, but that's not good.
Have you met the Muffin Man? Muffin Man!
The Muffin Man!
Muffin Man!
The Muffin Man! Not the gumdrop buttons! right, that means we are into milk chocolate 80% with a gingerbread flavour malt filling.
Look, I love all things Maltesers. I'm excited for this one.
I'm not sure I am now because it's... Oh, was not expecting this. Individually wrapped.
Oh, cute. Ooh, nearly got me on me willy.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Knobbed Rob. Right, so yeah, these are gingerbread flavour Malteser mini reindeers. And they're not... So I was expecting... I didn't really look at the picture, I should have. I was expecting these just to be like Nestle chocolate, or whoever, I'm pretty sure it's Nestle, with Malteser crunchy bits in, and then maybe flavouring of gingerbread. But apparently looking at it, it looks like the inside is just this soft malt gingerbread stuff. So, pardon me, we're going to pause it and we'll find out. Arguably, I think these guys took the COVID restrictions and made it 10 metres.
Yeah. What was that? It was just a normal one.
It was barely any flavour of gingerbread there. And even more disappointingly, I had one crunchy bit.
Yeah, I had the
If I had Maltesers, I want the crunchy bit. The chocolate's nice. It's the crunchy bit that makes a Malteser. Where is the crunchy bit?
It was just like the normal Malteser reindeers. It tasted exactly the same.
It's really
there
shit.
Was I if unless I got one that was melt like duff. These are just not at all.
But where's the crispy bits? Where's the crunch to it?
I did have crunch in mine.
I had one little bit. One bit.
My middle bit was crunch.
Wow.
The reindeer's belly was all crunch.
Oh great. You ate its unborn fetus. Nice.
What I would have called it.
Yeah, Jesus, we really are unhinged in this episode. And by we, I mean
probably
Rob.
More of a tumour.
Oh, crunchy on the inside, crunchy on the outside.
Well, no, they'd be more rubbery, wouldn't they? I suppose a fetus with bones.
No, enough before we get far too many people vomiting and complaining.
Yeah, that was shit. 2-point, the same as the digestives. Go back to the fucking drawing board. Sorry. Yeah. I love Maltese. I love Maltese chocolate. I love everything about them, but that was a fucking waste of time.
I'm sorry. This is possibly the worst thing we've actually eaten.
No.
For living up to what it's saying it is, based on those rules alone, yes, it is in my book. I am doing, dare I say, the first time we've ever had this score. 2-point, I'm cancelling Maltesers Mini Reindeer Gingerbread Edition.
Cancelling them?
Yeah, they're being cancelled. Fuck you. You're cancelled.
None of them, no more posting on Twitter, you. get off socials, mister.
He's also now down the side of my sofa where I will probably never be able to get him out again. So there's now a pack in there. They're vacuum packed, they're fine, they're single sealed.
In 5 years' time, when his opinions become socially acceptable, he'll climb out from behind the sofa.
In ten years' time, I'll stick on an eBay now? For money.
Do you love me now, Tom?
Well, to be fair, the way things are going, I'll stick them on eBay in 10 years' time and people will lap them up because of the cocoa content.
I still have 5% cocoa, Tom. Do you love me?
Right, let's eat something that's nice, shall we? And because he's being a knob.
Get the fuck out.
Trying to get a cock shot. Right, we are now looking at Kit Kat Chunky Rolo. It's such a terrible joke.
Go on. What's the joke?
don't know. I'm going to tell it to you off air so I don't have to beep it. Right, let's eat our Kit Kat Chunkies.
Can I say it first?
Go
I'm
for
a bit
it.
Disappointed, actually.
It's sad to say these two things, these two masters of chocolate, shouldn't have had sex and made a Kit Kat Chunky Rolo.
I think the problem is there isn't enough
of either.
The Kit Kat chocolate is overpowering the sticky stuff.
The caramel, do you mean?
The caramel, yeah. there should be a bigger layer of caramel. The Rolo is all caramel with chocolate around it.
Well, I think for me, I think the argument's going to go slightly the other way. I wanted the Rolo chocolate on that biscuit. I didn't want the Kit Kat biscuit.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, that's when there's too much. That's what I'm saying. It should be the Kit Kat chocolate is overpowering the whole thing. It should be.
Well, no, I don't even mean that. I think the flavour is overall different. Rolo chocolate is very different to Kit Kat chocolate.
Yeah, we're
and
we're
because
agreeing.
I'm eating Rolo caramel, I want the Rolo chocolate because it was the perfect taste match.
I think
match.
That's what it should be. It should be the Rolo chocolate, but with a thicker layer of the sticky stuff, and then with the Kit Kat wafers. That's how this should be.
And I don't know if it was because of the caramel, but the Kit Kat wafer, did you find it was chewy?
Yeah, it's chewy. Crunchy.
It didn't seem to be crunchy this time. So I don't know if it's the age thing on them. Is it because they're from a... I think these are imports. I think these may have come from France or somewhere. So it's not a UK one. You can't get them in the UK, let's put it that way. Something was off with it.
.ca, it could be French-Canadian.
Oh, possibly Canada. Yeah, you're probably right. French Canada makes 100% sense with everything that we've discussed now. The caramel wasn't overpowering, which it should have been, because Rolo caramel is delicious. I'm very, very sad about that.
I am disappointed in it. I don't think it... I'm not going to have any more of it. I don't think it's very good.
No, I didn't. I mean, it's...
What a Derby Downer that was.
That was.
What a shame. I'm going to give it a 3-point Derby Downer. Sorry. I can't give you more than three.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3-point. I feel like you took my last Rolo.
Yeah, it was taken from you. You didn't get it. You didn't give it to someone. It was taken from you.
It was taken from me, and it was made into that abomination.
I've started a new playlist. And I don't care what the boys say about vanilla. No Way, No Way was a generational classic that will come back to the airwaves soon.
It's time for the new segment, and I told you it's going to be in every episode until I get bored of doing it. Was it best left in the 90s? And last episode we had Vanilla with No Way, No Way. Oh my god.
That sent us into
and
a
did
spiral.
Did that get stuck in your head for the week?
Oh, absolutely it did, yeah.
Yep, and then obviously I then showed the video of the original Muppets, Manamana, and now he acts it.
Oh,
I do
cute.
The doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and he goes, ba-ba-ba-ba. He's really, oh, it's lovely. Anyway, was it best left in the 90s? Well, where's my phone so I can find the notes that I made on this? I didn't really make many, but there is notes. It got to... peak position of number
peak.
Two.
No cap.
Yeah, peak. So, yeah, see, peak. Its peak position was 2 in the UK charts.
Okay, so I'm going to know it.
1998.
Is it I Fell 65, I'm Blue?
No, what a great song, though. And that would never, that has never been left in the 90s. I still play that in the car now.
Is that a 90s song, actually?
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. I reckon that's 97 as well. 97, 98 were some good years. No, 98. So it came, max point it got to in the charts was 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beaten by Three Lines, 98, by Bedil Skin and Lightning's End.
The
98
shirt.
Versions of the slightly changed lyrics that didn't make any difference because we still lost.
Yeah.
Any ideas what it might be?
Not a clue.
Well, have a thing. If Three Lines, 98 took the top position...
Pause it a sec.
Oh, hang on. Yep.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. So Three Lines, 98 is the top song.
Okay.
Think of the era. What if Three Lines is the top song? Might there have been other songs that were trying to get the maximum for the football crowd in
98. Well, I like Vindaloo by Fat Les.
What's this then, ladies and gents?
I was thinking about this earlier because of Lily Allen's been in the news and I've listened to her new album and stuff, and this is her dad.
Oh, shit, of course it is.
Knit one, purr one, drop one, curl one. Na, 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 na. England. Do you put the kettle on? Ma, 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 ma. Kick it.
And you can join us in a couple of minutes when we finish listening to this shite.
What?
And enough of that. I cannot take any more.
It's not going anywhere.
It is staying in the 90s. It has to.
No, we're not binning it. We're not doing anything to it. Bring it back.
Do not bring it back. I will accept it. It can stay where it is and it can float about. And
I have the single. I own the single.
Someone had to buy it.
And it's got like three versions of it.
Oh, wow. Three versions of... No, no, no.
Yeah, and the cover is a Vindaloo.
Yeah, I remember the cover of it. I think
Fat Les, he called himself then,
yeah,
didn't
he? It was called Fat Les. I got a little bit muddled up when I was thinking of songs to this list and was trying to look it up as Fat Keith. And obviously that didn't find anything.
Well, you could have been. Could have been Fat Keith, couldn't it? Could have been.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Obese Steve. Large Larry.
But yeah, 98. I can't believe you like this song. Bearing in mind, I don't like football. It's nothing against football at this point. As much as I hate football, Three Lines is a fucking banging tune. And I love that song. And I have it on a playlist. I listen to it all the time. It's a great song. That is utter shite.
Look,
in comparison.
Of course. If you can compare it to the sound of yourself farting in the toilet, it's not very good either. It isn't a particularly good song, but it's just got this element of that time and the football yobbishness, and just like, you can just, I've sung this with like Mark pissed in the pub before. It's one of those.
Well, yes, because the lyrics are pretty easy.
Exactly.
Na, na, na. England.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, did you say you didn't think it was particularly good?
No, I don't think it's very good.
No surprises there, then. The boys are fucking off, and I'm here with nothing to eat. I don't care if the Rolo Kit Kat Chunky was crap. I'd eat it. Oh, go and say goodbye, then, whatever.
Thank you.
You're going to regret that very, very much, aren't you, sir?
No.
On the next sci-fi show.
Oh, no.
Right. What words can't I say on here? Get editing.
An absolute unhinged wanker.
I was saying when we weren't recording, this has definitely got sci-fi energy. If no one's listened to the sci-fi show, it's kind of like this every time.
Please don't leave me. Anyway, thank you so much for everyone that listens, for our Ko-fi supporters, Ko-fi supporters.
Please, please don't stop. I'm sorry. I'll reel it in.
John, Karen, James, thank you so much. Your money, honestly, it does help keep running the show. To all of our other listeners, thank you so much for just listening. Make sure you please share it on social media. It's one way to get us cancelled, so get sharing. And even if it doesn't get us cancelled, hopefully some people will come and listen to us as well. Otherwise, you can find out more about our show on channel84.co.uk, where you can also find out more about Adam and Karen at Lightly Used, Simon and Ross at Who Takes the Socks Off, and James at Super A to Z. All podcasts that are part of our little indie support network, and they are all fantastic shows. So if you head to channel84.co.uk, you can find out about all of us there. If you would like to talk to us about this show, head over to channel84.co.uk, click on the button that says Talk to Us, and find our show, and you'll find all our social media contacts. You can also email tj@thevarietyshow.co.uk, you can email rob@untitledscifishow.co.uk, or you can email both of us at the same time using podcasts@channel84.co.uk. Again, thank you for listening. Much love. And please come back for episode 69, yeah. Please.
Love you. But just before we go, it's still recording, but don't cancel it. Just because tomorrow there's me, my mum, my dad and my grandwig, we're off to Waterloo.
Biggest twat in the world.
And a bucket of vindaloo. Love you, bye-bye. Yeah!
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.